Grade 4 Conference, Lecture 10. This is the second part of our discussion of working with parents. I want to talk about another part of the earliest days of Grade 4. And this is an event that I suggest all teachers have in all grades. So if you've heard this before, about the welcome back to school meeting to be held on a Saturday morning, you can skip this lecture. That's the basic substance of it. But if you haven't heard this before, I urge you to listen. This can be a very helpful event and a very positive beginning to the year. So I would say right away in September, the first weekend you can grab in September, let the parents know about this, of course, in July or August by way of a communication to them, that on a Saturday morning, you'd ask them to reserve from 8:30, 9 in the morning till lunchtime for a morning gathering with you in which you are going to give them an extensive and intensive preview of the year to come. Now, you need to arrange childcare because you want the children to be there at the time of the potluck lunch that will come at the end, but also for an event that's going to occur before that lunch as well, which I'll talk about a little later. So if you can get childcare, that's great. I always had, you know, my previous class was usually in high school at that time, so they certainly were able to help out with that. And you ask that both mothers and fathers come to this. You want 100% attendance unless you get advance notice. Let me just digress for a moment and say something about this, which may make you tremble, but it's really important. From grade one, and every year I would say the same thing again, I told parents that I expected from the family 100% attendance at our class meetings. That meant it didn't have to be the mother and the father, but at least one of them. And ideally, at least once or twice during the year, the two would come. And of course, I didn't have a dozen parent evenings. I just had four, maybe I had five, one first grade. Four is plenty if people come, so that you don't have to keep repeating things or there aren't big gaps and things that are skipped. And I told them that in the same sense that I could not technically promote a child from one grade to the next unless they had attended X number of school days, that there are, you know, laws about this sort of thing, that I felt the same way about parents, that I'm not going to allow you to go on to the next grade unless I have your attendance at these parent evenings, for which I prepare with the same degree of intensity as I do for my main lessons, you know, and in the same way that I'm preparing with all of the children in mind, I'm preparing these parent evenings with all of you in mind. So this introductory meeting is the same, only more so, because there I really want everybody there. And you know what? If you speak in this way, and parents can tell you really mean it, that you have convictions, they will come. And then what you owe them are really good meetings, really compelling meetings, so that they're not just coming because they're afraid of you, but they're coming because they look forward to learning something new. It becomes a really engaging experience for them. So it's got to work both ways. You know, you have to have the courage to make that demand of the parents, and then you have to have the conviction to be able to present them with something that is worth their while. You know, they're busy people. They have jobs too. You're not the only person working hard in the world. Okay, let's go back to the Saturday morning meeting, and then we'll go on in the next lecture. to the evening meetings. So Saturday morning, I'd say 8:30 is better than 9, because that way you can have coffee, bagels, whatever, and people can socialize for a while. And then you start at 9 a.m., and what you start with, besides welcoming everybody warmly and saying one or two funny things so that they realize that you do have a sense of humor, you talk about the development of the child in this year. You know, what things look like at the end of grade 3, what you are seeing and expect to see more of at the beginning of grade 4, and how things are probably going to progress over the course of the fourth grade. So this is where the development lectures that I began this conference with can be of help to you. And also, if you delve a little bit more deeply into what I say about, you know, Steiner's statements about human development in general, parents are really grateful when you can give them something in advance. And I would say that for this Saturday meeting, one of the most helpful things you can bring to them is about the waning of the temperaments and the waxing of the personality. And the fact that personality, temperament is concerned with the way in which I personally, individually relate to the world. Personality is related to the entire social milieu into which I am inserted, like it or not, and how the social aspect of life will become so important in grade 4. And you know, you may then want to speak about some specifics that will be in the parents' hands, expecting changes in the child's behavior at home as the astral body becomes more firmly embedded in the child, at least for this year, as these introversion, extroversion elements arise, which will very much change the way the child relates to the parents, and also the importance of being aware and awake to their child's social relationships, you know, who their friends are at school, who their friends are in the neighborhood, who comes over for play dates or to hang out, are they getting involved in any kind of social networking? And you may be astonished, besides the fact that parents will start to admit that, yes, their child is, but also to realize that already at this age, and certainly for the years to come, how many parents let their children sit at a computer and are clueless about what the child is doing there. Parents who feel they lack the technical savvy to be able to put restrictions on computer use, which can easily be done, and very few parents ever avail themselves of that. Parents who feel they have to leave their child free and trust their child and all of that stuff. So if this doesn't come out right now, believe me, it will come out soon enough. But it's just good to give parents a heads up about this. These are issues that are going to arise. Some of you parents are going to be shocked and disappointed that children in this class are succumbing to the media in this way, because you're trying to really hold the line and stay true to what you believe is the school's philosophy. And others of you will feel, come on, lighten up, okay, 3 years is enough. You know, the child lives in the world in the 21st century. So you can let the parents know that this is going to be a time where there may be disputes, there may be major disagreements between parents. And once again, fourth grade, better that they come out in the open than they are existing in a subterranean way, which is going to divide the class terribly. So it's good perhaps to air some of that. So you bring the child development picture, I would say, for 45 minutes, and especially giving parents things they can take home with them expectations and departures. And some of them may say, you're so right. You know, already this summer I've started to see this. That's great when parents really feel that even though you're not with the child in the summer, you seem to have a sixth sense about what's going on there. Follow that with an overview of the curriculum for the year, with a little bit of explanation about what you're doing. You already should have sent the parents in August your block rotation with descriptions, ideally week by week, of what you hope to accomplish. You can see a model of this in the curriculum guide that's available as a PDF in this conference. But go over it again. Not everybody reads things that you send them, as you know. And just talk about, once again, how this curriculum is meeting the child's developmental and behavioral needs at this age. Then, following that, have an artistic experience. It might be something that you lead the parents in, like a braiding experience and form drawing, if you really want to get them to respect you and see what their children are going to do. Maybe you want to bring in a special subject teacher to do something in Spanish or some eurythmy or something else. So this way, you always want to be sure, particularly at this age and from here on in, that the parents get to meet those special subject teachers, because the children will start to divide and conquer and tell their parents, I really hate the Spanish teacher. She's not nice like my class teacher, and this sort of thing. And they don't know, you know, all they just know you. And they may be completely unaware that the child is just taking them for a ride to gain sympathy or just to have some action going on. So it's good if those specialty teachers make their way to your parent evenings. You know, if they're part-time and they say, I can't come because I'm not paid for that sort of thing, it's worthwhile for you to pay them out of your own pocket. I'm sorry to say that, but it's really important for parents to meet the special subject teachers. And then end with questions and answers and, just what the parents have on their mind and all of that. So now it's about 11:30, 11:45. Now you bring in everybody from the child care room or wherever they've been. They all come in, all the siblings from age 6 months to age 19 years, whoever you could get there, with the parents. Everybody is there, including, of course, the fourth graders. And you tell them, you give them a preview of something you're going to teach later on. It might be a little zoology lesson, probably a Norse myth, something from Norse mythology would be the most fun for everyone. And the parents get to see you as a teacher. And that's important. As I always tell class teachers, all teachers, if we were meant to be parent educators, we wouldn't be class teachers. We'd be parent educators. So our first love is children. Our great skill set is working with children. But the parents only get to see us when we're completely uptight, exhausted, terrified, whatever, in a parent evening. Let them see you at least once with the children and see the universality of the story, how it compellingly holds everybody, from the infant at the breast to the 12th grader. That can be a wonderful experience. And then have a lunch together, and so you are off to a wonderful beginning. And we are off to ending this wonderful beginning, so I can talk to you more about parent evenings, conferences with individual families, and those all-important reports, written reports. Onward.